Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello, 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 everybody. What is going on? Where am I?
Hello, not a thing.
Zach.
What about the thing in the...
Oh, hey, here we go! Hey,
oh, half audio.
Hey, yeah. Oh, God, we got to do
working. Holy moly.
Holy crap.
What happened?
I hate it when Zach is not here, man.
I know, for real. Funny. Seriously. Broadcasting live, we look like cool guys.
A bunch of idiots is what
hey,
we look
since
like.
Since Zach's not here, does anybody agree he looks like Corky with a beer belly?
Yes, actually. Yeah, I would agree.
Ooh-da-dee, life goes on. Oh.
Yeah, hey, we are kings of the podcast, oh, thank God.
Hey, my mic's on, douchebags.
Oh, poor Devin.
When Zach leaves, does he just, like, basically go all crazy on the pad, and he's like, right. I'm gonna fuck everything up, so they need it.
Well, which one of these damn things is not supposed to be on? Number three, probably.
Your mom.
That one. There John, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, golly. All right, there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, we don't want that ghost chiming in or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you know, extra background noise.
Apologies to all of our listeners across the country. Sorry, technical difficulties. We blame Zach, King Zach, for all of our technical difficulties.
Absolutely. I totally blame him for taking a day off. But we are here, and it's episode 35. Welcome to Thursdays, which is our day of broadcasting live, everyone. Yay!
Hello.
Yeah, so we've moved everything, obviously, to Thursdays. So we're glad to be here, and we're glad that we have three whole viewers listening to us live.
All right.
Hey, how you doing? Right.
Are any of them requesting articles of clothing to be removed? Because they may be in the wrong room.
They might be.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Our Lubbock listener, probably.
Look,
or Billy, they may be in the right room.
Billy Floyd is on here.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Billy Floyd. Hey, Billy. How are you? And I think
I'm good.
I'm pretty sure Billy is sitting at home laughing his ass off at how we bumbled our way through the beginning of this podcast right now. So, please make sure that you listen to us live on Ustream.tv. We post the link every week on Facebook so that you can come and do that. So if you're downloading this, if you have downloaded this, you're listening to us on your podcast app, which is another way that you can listen to us, or from iTunes at home. Next week on Thursday in the afternoon, if you're free, you can listen live at Ustream.tv, which is a very new thing that we're doing, which is why we're still fumbling through that, unfortunately. What else? What else can they do? Oh, the website is back up. Yay!
www.lemonparty.com. Sorry.
Yes, we're all extremely excited to have the website back up so that you can go to kingsofthepodcastle.com and you can download and listen to any of our past episodes or any other content that we have on there. And you can, of course, check us out on Stitcher. So thank you guys so much for joining us and doing it one of those ways. Go to iTunes, though, and subscribe. That's the big one. We really want you to do that and send us a review.
Would you like to talk about any of the rest of the internet at this moment?
No. Do you have anything?
No.
No?
Move on.
Hey, I am making sure that people know what they're doing, and tell all your friends. Let's see, what else can we pimp out? Oh, our sponsors. Thank you to Audio Hog for not teaching me how to run the board. I appreciate that.
Douchebag.
We need sponsors, so if you are looking for a way to get your business name out there, or if you just really want to give us money, we'll take it. Thank you. So send us an email at kings@kingsofthepodcastle. Anything else? What about the comedy breakdown? Let's just get to it. Comedy breakdown.
Go right to it.
Who performed this week? I know I haven't so far.
You haven't performed at all this week?
Not this week,
not
no.
Not even on yourself?
No.
Hey-o! He sat around a candle with a bunch of other guys, and they tried to put it out.
Friday night, though, was the Kinky Comedy Competition this last Friday, and that went pretty well over at the Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
A lot
was
of fun.
Was that a bunch of guys sitting around with a candle?
Yeah. As well. They were telling jokes. They were telling jokes, and the last one to make them laugh had to eat the candle. What? No, that doesn't make any sense.
That's not dripping wax.
That sounds like something our listeners in Lubbock would be doing right now.
No, it was our very first comedy competition over at Wheelhouse, so we were pretty excited about that.
And how did that go?
It went okay. I mean, I thought
just okay.
The turnout was awesome. We had a lot of people there for the show, but and we had 13 comics total.
Wow!
But the crowd was so rowdy. I mean, there was just no way to get them to shut up.
So they were talking through everybody's sets.
Pretty much. It was really hard to get their attention. But we did end up having a few really good comics. Well, a few really good sets. Some of them struggled through, and it wasn't even their fault. It was mostly the crowd. But once we did wrangle them in and get them under control, there were some really good sets out there. And oh boy, Alan Newcomb was the winner of this. Took home $50 in cash.
All right.
And
good for Alan.
Yeah, Alan Newcomb. Good job. Whoa! What just happened there? Did you just stop it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
Silence.
You know, whatever. So that's how that went. It was really good. We're going to bi-weekly over there. It's a bi-weekly show, so we'll not be there this Friday, but we will be back next Friday, which is the 25th.
So it's not doing that well.
Yeah, no, it's doing great. It's doing really good. We just decided that it would be easier. We're actually having more of a problem of getting comics out there than we are of getting an audience. The audience is there every week. It's an odd little spot.
Davenport is a town that, you know, not a whole lot going on.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I prefer that, being that I live here, you know.
Yeah, but right.
Not a whole lot of people know of the Wheelhouse, know of Davenport. Where when they hear of Davenport, they're like, what? What the hell goes on there?
Is that in Iowa?
Right.
We need to put it on the map. Do we know any, like, desperate people that we could get to, like, go in there and rob the place, like, during the comedy night?
Oh, my God.
We could get it on, like, in the newspaper or something.
I have a feeling if we could get somebody to go in there and do that, they would get themselves shot on
the
way out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that kind of bar. I mean, it's pretty rough.
So who don't we like?
Who's that comic that you wrote your rap about? The
Vincent Cruz.
Oh yeah, we talk Vincent.
Have you heard from him lately?
No, it was his birthday the other day. I saw that on Facebook. And
did he kill himself yet?
He was going to be at Boardwalk Burgers tonight.
Boardwalk Burgers?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Boardwalk Burgers. Have you performed there?
No.
Okay,
I heard they had a good crowd last time.
Oh, they did have a good crowd.
It's thing, isn't it? Improved. Yes,
it's finally growing. Yeah, when I performed there, it was literally there was not one single person. We performed; it was all the comics performing for each other. But it was a nice little venue, and the food was really good.
Okay,
that's all I have about that. What about you, Devin?
I performed at Side Splitters this past weekend, Thursday through Sunday, with Pete Lee, and last night I was at the Orlando Improv.
How was the Orlando Improv last night?
The Orlando Improv was a marathon of comics. There was 25 comics.
Wow. Holy, holy shit!
Yeah, it was a long show. Some of them very much need some work. Some did very well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How did you do?
I did awesome.
You did?
Of course.
I did good. I made some fans last night, handed out some cards, and got some people coming to future shows. So.
All right.
That's cool. Well, we'll talk about upcoming shows towards the end of the program here. First, let's move on. So there's our comedy breakdown.
Hold on.
Right?
I got one question.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's just because I've been visiting with my buddy on Facebook. I haven't talked to him in a while, but Devin, how is little Marty?
Little Marty?
Marty Chafin?
Yes.
He's doing well.
He is one of my favorite people on this planet.
Quite a bit. He's definitely improved quite a bit.
That's inconceivable. That really is.
He tries so hard and keeps coming to all the shows and just getting out there and getting better little at a time. So.
Is he somebody that was at the class with you guys?
Yeah. See, it blesses little heart. He's just like the sweetest little old guy. He is definitely the guy from Princess Bride. Yeah. Have you seen the Princess Bride?
Yeah.
He is the Sicilian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The guy who goes, inconceivable.
Yeah.
Really?
That's him. He's just a really great guy.
So he's the one guy who says, no more rhyming now. I mean it. Does anybody want a peanut? That guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes, that's him.
Okay.
I love that movie.
I've been chatting with him on Facebook here and there, and he's just a great guy.
When are you going to try to make it back out, Greg?
Very soon. Come November 9th, I will be free, and that will be my triumphant return to comedy.
Oh, we just had another guy join us, a loyal fan, Mr. Espen.
All right. The way over there, Espen! Wait.
Dun-dun-dun!
Hey, Espen, how you doing, buddy?
All the way from Norway.
I've looked at his Facebook. He's got some, you know, pretty good-looking Norwegian girlfriends.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Espen, what are you doing, man? Send us some pics of your Norwegian honey pies.
Sweden and Finland, those little three, like, hey, we used to, like,
you know, the Netherlands.
Yeah. The places that got the shit kicked out of them by the Nazis. For some reason, that is a breeding ground for hot chicks. I've never seen or heard of a skank come from there, except for the one that wants to get banged by, like, 100,000 men.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
We talked about it the other day.
Yeah, well, it was a couple of episodes ago. There's some chick, I can't remember where she's from exactly, but yeah, her life goal is to sleep with 100,000 men.
Wow.
Yeah. And she said that their husband or boyfriend just needs to deal with it.
Wow.
And support her.
And he's just like, okay. And I'd be like, no, because I don't feel like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah,
exactly.
He could support her, but who's going to support her insides when they fall out of her vagina?
No. It's basically throwing a riding pin into the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
That's
yes,
what it's
exactly.
going to He's going to be screwing a warm glass of water when she's done.
Oh, that's never any good. All right, let's move on to this little tidbit. I'm only doing this for Greg. I'm only doing it for the Angry Texan, but Harris Interactive just released their annual poll on the most popular NFL teams, and for the sixth year in a row, ladies and gentlemen, the Dallas Cowboys are number one.
Yeah!
Yeah! Hey, John!
Yeah!
Screw the Giants.
Really?
0-6, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dying.
They're horrible. In fact, Eli came out of the closet as a pickle puffer.
What? I was unaware of this.
That's weird.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I have to say about
He's
that?
He's a pickle puffer.
Go Giants.
Yeah.
Almighty. You say that until you're blue in the face.
It's clear to me that the Cowboys are America's team because just like America, they get shut down every fall.
Quick with
yes!
it.
Yes!
I will not disagree, but yes! I just like every season, I am very hopeful because we just kicked the crap out of the Redskins. And
I will say this, though. The Giants have more turnovers than a German bakery, so...
That's it. The Green Bay Packers came in second. The Denver Broncos were third. And, excuse me, for the fourth year in a row, the Jacksonville Jaguars were absolutely dead last.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
They could have been popular if they would have signed Tim Tebow.
Well, I agree with that. If they would have brought in the one guy that could have brought him any kind of attention at all, it would have been Tim Tebow.
And he's from there. He's from there.
Does he got a gig yet?
Yeah, well, not yet, but the Kiss, you know, Paul Stanley and they bought an arena football team and started in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So they're bringing football back to L.A.
Okay.
And if that goes really well, there's speculation on them trying to get an NFL interest also. And they offered Tim Tebow lucrative money to come and play arena football.
So he's not playing for anybody on the NFL right now.
No, he's Tim Tebow and
he's playing for
right
Jesus.
Now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's getting on one knee and the fist he puts on his forehead to pray.
Yeah.
He's actually turned that down south to the other head.
Oh.
And he's rubbing it back and forth, saying, "I wish I had a job."
That's terrible.
And he's putting out a candle with a bunch of other inactive football.
Not candle wax.
Like Terrell Owens and other hopefuls that are trying to get back in the NFL.
Yeah, is that guy still alive, Terrell Owens?
I don't know. He's stupid.
He did himself wrong with his mouth.
Yeah.
Stupid. Anything else on football?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Anybody got it?
Oh, well, the Longhorns kicked the crap out of OU. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I hate you. Why did you have to bring that over?
Because the Boomer Sooners suck, you son of a bitch.
I hate you so much. The Texas Longhorns did have the game of their life, though, sir. I mean, Case McCoy really isn't that good, and he had the game of his life.
From Graham, Texas.
Whatever.
And listeners, just to let you know... Mike Lee and I have had the rivalry. He is an OU person, and I'm a Longhorns person. And throughout the years, we have had countless times where we watched. And for the most part, in the last few years, it's been him gloating to me, you know, every single year.
Oh, yeah.
And last year, remember, we had the big fight with Bright House Networks.
Oh, yes. Big, big,
what
big
happened?
Fight.
Oh, my God.
No, we were recording the game so that we could both come back and watch it. We got home. We started watching it, and about 5 minutes into it, it crapped out and completely erased the whole recording.
No.
Yeah, well, it jumped to the very end of the game and showed us the score. We didn't get to watch any of it, and I was like, I rushed home from work to watch this. Bright House, I hope Al-Qaeda finds you.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but we did end up beating your ass last year, and then we took beating this year.
Yes, it was like they bent over and grabbed their knees or ankles and said, "Put it in, please."
All right, we got to move on.
Let's move on.
It is time now for the segment that everybody loves. It's called
Donovan.
It's usually trailer talk with John Donovan, but Johnny is a new dad, and we want to hear how all that's going. So now it's time for baby talk with John Donovan. Go ahead.
You hear that?
Did I give you an erection,
Shut
Greg?
That damn baby up! That's my life right now.
It is?
Yeah. This. Yeah. This right here.
A whole lot of that?
A lot of it. Yeah. And you know what that means?
What does it mean?
That means I'm hungry, I've got a crappy diaper, or I'm just bored and I don't give a shit that it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Get and up. That's just you.
Yeah, that's just exactly. Diaper and everything. Yeah. Nice one.
So anything new this week? Like, have you learned anything about being a dad? Have you what? Anything?
Well, I have learned that if you listen to the cries, there's the intensity of the cry means certain things, of course. Of course, if she's crying hard and heavy.
Example, we need example.
That means Greg has entered the window.
Right.
Hey, hey there, good looking.
God.
Swipe or no swiping.
But the intense cry means she's either really hungry or in pain.
Uh-huh.
And just like kind of a mellow cry means like she's tired and she's fighting it or she wants some attention. And I've been trying to find ways to entertain her. And really the only way to entertain a 3-week-old newborn is just to walk them around.
Uh-huh.
And I've got one of those little chest harnesses things. You
sure.
Know? And
you got like the, what are they called? What are those things called?
Baby Bjorn.
Yeah, Baby Bjorn. Yeah, you've got one.
I've got one of those. I love it. It's great. And I just, you know, take her for a walk around the neighborhood and then she's out.
She's out. She's
awesome.
That's it.
Yeah.
And by neighborhood, you mean like right around the block of all the trailers.
All the trailers. Yeah. And then everybody comes out and goes, what a cute baby you got.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that a precious little baby?
Wow, your baby's got more teeth than I do.
Yeah. A lot of that.
Pretty much, huh?
Yeah. So it's going really good. I don't sleep very well at all because, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's party time.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning, it's party time. 6 o'clock in the morning, it's party time. 6:30, kids asleep. Got to get the other kids up for school.
Oh.
My day is hell.
That sucks. That sucks.
No, it's
you make me want to have kids.
It's not that
John.
Bad. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, he doesn't. He's a poster child for wanting to go out. And
yeah,
get
absolutely.
I would undergo a vasectomy right now.
We've got pliers downstairs.
Yeah, we got tools. We can make that.
I'm
happen.
Looking
yeah.
at the fork in front of me. I'm thinking that
Let's
we can
do
this now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go into some kind of commercial break here. I'm going to try to make a smooth transition. We'll see what happens. When we come back, we're going to be talking about if you were missing South Park last night, I know why. And we'll tell you all about that and more when we come back here on Kings of the Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Breaking Bad is over, but there is a sequel, Walking Bad, starring Flynn. And a new scientific criminal genius.
My dad's dead. Who's gonna take care of us? I know, I'll cook meth too. But what genius scientist will help me cook?
Hello, I'm Stephen Hawking. Let's cook meth.
I've got homework. When will we be done?
We're done when I say we're done.
Sundays at 9 p.m. It's Walking Bad.
Fuck these faggots. It's real, nigga. Yeah. It's
hey, yo, real, nigga. Mama. Fuck you, loose change, yeah. You faggot.
Yeah.
Feminine, I'm a
murder egg, nigga.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, look at that. Okay, now we're recording it.
We are.
Oh.
Wow. We are live. We are recording. It is all good. Here we go. Kings of the Podcastle, episode 35. Welcome to Thursdays, and what a rough Thursday it's been so far. Holy guacamole. Let's see here. Were you guys are all South Park fans.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, we had the poster we're ready to put up in this damn room.
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
Just sits there.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but last night's scheduled new episode of South Park was postponed.
I saw that.
Yeah, until next Wednesday, because for the first time in their history, Trey Parker and Matt Stone did not make their deadline.
Wow.
Yeah. You guys ever seen the
6 days to air?
6 days to air. It's on Netflix. It's all a documentary about how they have exactly 6 days to get this whole thing together so that they can stay as current as possible.
No.
Yeah, it's a great documentary. You got to check it out, because they go into like the war room, and they're talking about, you know, what do we want to make this episode about? You know, what's going on in the news? Who can we make fun of? Blah, blah, blah. And they come up with the concept, then they write the script over the next day or so, and then they get to voice recording, and the animators are animating, and they have, like, I think it's like midnight on Tuesday or something of that nature.
Really? So
they have to turn in the final product so it can go on the air, yeah.
So it's hurry up and get it done.
It's hurry up and get it done.
Oh, yeah, and they don't get sleep. Like, when it comes to, like, Sunday night,
yeah,
like, Trey Parker will be in his office, and most of everybody's like asleep, you know, at their desk. And
wow.
He'll come in and say, hey, wake up. I got it right here.
Yeah. Now, they're saying that the reason why they missed their deadline is there was a power outage that knocked the power
out
to the studio for several hours. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trey said, quote, it sucks to miss an air date, but after all these years of tempting fate by delivering the show last minute, I guess it was bound to happen.
Right.
The episode, which was titled Goth Kids 3, Dawn of the Posers, will air next Wednesday. In its place last night, Comedy Central just reran the classic South Park episode, Scott Tenorman Must Die.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
But it won't be current next week. I don't think I'll watch it.
Yeah
I know. Well, that's the big deal. Like, they
I've never
to be current,
watched but. South Park and gone, let me catch up on politics. You know, like, I don't. Yeah.
What's trending?
Yeah,
I'll
that's
watch
a good
South
point.
Park.
What are the cool kids talking about?
Now, do you guys remember when Bigger, Longer, and Uncut came out?
Oh, yeah.
It was like the 90s.
Is that my porn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shut your face, Uncle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were that whole thing with the Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, supposedly they had a different title, and the FCC sent it back to them and said the title is too much.
Really?
So they sent it back as Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, which is an obvious reference to a penis.
Yeah.
But the FCC approved that for some reason.
Huh.
Yeah, that's how that came out.
When I first rented that movie, I had to stop it several times throughout because I was laughing so long and so hard at what was going on from start to finish. That entire movie was unbelievably hilarious to me.
Yes, it was.
Unbelievably
hilarious. I love when he found the clitoris and she was all like, behold my glory.
Make it sound like a dying giraffe.
And
get the butt for. What is a butt for?
Pooping silly.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And their reaction when they saw all the cursing going on in the Terrence and Phillip movie and
really
how
happy.
Impressed they were with that. And then they take the cursing to the schoolyard and everybody's like flocking over them and impressed with their new language. Hilarious.
Mr. Garrison, did you just say the F word? He goes, Jew?
All right, speaking of TV shows, The Walking Dead premiered season 4, episode 1. I know.
What?
I thought it was
terrible.
I thought it was terrible too, man.
You did?
Yeah.
I would say that last season wasn't as impressive as the others.
Yeah.
And this episode, no, it wasn't as great as the others, but I'm still interested in the show for sure.
I'll probably watch an episode or two more, but I don't know, man.
It keeps going downhill for me. Like, it started out slow for one. Like, I tried to watch it. I had to watch season one, episode one, like 3 times before I could get all the way through it because it started out so slow for me.
Yeah.
Then I got kind of hooked. As I was getting to know the characters and whatever, and then last season just was a total turn off.
Yeah,
and then this episode one of season 4 just kind of blew.
I'm kind of hoping for a progression where they leave Georgia completely, and go to DC or get on a boat and go to Europe and because if you remember in I think season 1 they said France something about France, like the CDC
was the first
guy
to run away.
Probably,
yes,
but
course.
I think they had an idea about something about the virus or something like that. So you know they haven't touched back on that at all.
I would go to like the Bahamas and like find a nice tropical island, kill all the zombies on the island, and be like, okay, now we're okay, we're safe, everybody.
You just made the show suck worse. Like, they couldn't think of anything that would take the drama out any more than to do something like that.
Well, that'd be
maybe
a good
because they start killing
ending.
Each other, and then they turn into zombies, and it's like, okay.
It'd be like Gilligan's Island, except zombies.
Right.
That sounds awesome.
Vacation zombies.
Well, the reason why I bring it up, not only because of the season premiere on Sunday, but a lot of actors do nude scenes earlier in their careers, and apparently there were some from Walking Dead that you can find. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Go on.
For instance, I know you're going to love this one, Devin. Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes, he was totally naked on the British show This Life back in 1997.
You're going to love this, Devin.
Yeah.
What
Devin,
is that?
Rick Grimes.
Andrew Lincoln. Come on,
your
Devin.
Your favorite. Dude.
Yeah. Hello.
No good?
If I could punch you in the face right now, I would.
Like, he also took off his pants several times on the British show Teachers. Teachers, dude. That's...
Really? Right up your alley.
Why wouldn't you get naked on that show?
Hello, class. Would you get a look of this?
Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl Dixon. I'm not sure which one that is.
He was Daryl.
Daryl. Okay, yeah. He was totally naked. He did a shower scene without a body double in the movie Boondock Saints 2. So you can get some...
I've seen the movie.
Which is like Boondock Saints, why did we do another one? Because the second one sucked.
If you watch that...
And Lauren Cohen's movie was what?
Yeah.
The blonde chick that... I don't know.
Lauren Cohen, who plays Maggie Green. She did a topless strip tease in the movie Van Wilder 2.
And
really?
Google is not on your
up.
Computer.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm already complaining that I have too much going on over here in the first place. Let's see. Sarah Wayne Callies, maybe, who played Lori Grimes.
Oh, yeah. The wife.
The wife.
Okay, yeah. She did a nearly nude scene in 2007 horror movie called Whisper.
Okay, we got to look that up, too.
Just the fact that she was nearly nude is a horror movie on itself.
Right.
That's terrifying.
I just like the fact that you can see Daryl's Dixon in Boondock Saints.
Yeah, you like that, do you, Mike?
I mean, no. I don't like that. No.
I'd like to see Laura and Cohen in Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds about right.
Where was the rim shot on that one?
No kidding. All right, more TV news here. Kerry Washington, I don't know if you know who she is.
Sounds black.
She is very black.
Okay.
She will be hosting Saturday Night Live on November 2nd. The reason why I bring this up is because she's only the 9th African-American woman ever to host the show. That's across 39 seasons and 750 episodes. Only 9. She'll be only number 9.
Those racist bastards.
Dude, Lorne Michaels, seriously, is got to be
racist. And the
other
8 were all Halle Berry.
Is there a list on there of all the people that were...
Let's see here. Cicely Tyson in 1979, Oprah Winfrey in 1986.
Eddie Murphy, I'm sure, has done it once. I know...
Women, yeah, African American women is what we're talking about.
Let's see.
So Tyler Perry,
right? He's in there somewhere. Then for 17 years there was none, and then Halle Berry, and then Queen Latifah in 2003, Janet Jackson, and Queen Latifah again in 2004.
What about Whoopi?
No
Whoopi Goldberg, really? Surprising.
She's a comedian.
Yeah,
that's how she got her.
Rosario Dawson, is she black? I thought she was Hispanic.
Yeah, I think she's
really.
She's mixed. I think.
Okay,
I don't know.
She's hot.
And then who's Gabori Sidibe?
If you can't pronounce it, I don't know who it is.
That is Precious.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's
she
right.
That in 2010, Maya Rudolph returned to host in 2012, and there you have it. That's them. Yeah,
Maya Rudolph is pretty hot though.
But here's the irony of it. Not only is she only the ninth African American ever, or African American woman ever, but the featured music guest is Eminem.
Oh, really?
A white rapper.
There you go.
That's interesting.
Johnny C. Moore just said on the on Ustream, he says he wants to see Merle Dixon nude.
He does.
Yeah? They call him Merle the Pearl for a reason.
And that's why he likes Texas Tech.
All right, now we all already know how the angry Texan feels about Kim Kardashian.
No boy.
But please don't yell the F-bomb in the microphone too much there, angry. But last week on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Kanye West, who we all just love and adore, suggested that Kim Kardashian should have her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Does he even know what the Walk of Fame is?
Oh no, Jesus. I have no idea.
Tap dancing Christ.
Would you agree that Kim Kardashian deserves a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No, I don't even know how she got famous in the first. Was she a model?
She had sex with Ray J.
Yeah, she's a stupid.
That's it.
Dumb,
that's
stupid
it.
Slut.
That's yeah, it. She that's was it. Never a model at first, and then she did these
nope,
videos.
They had
or
the
anything.
Ray J sex tape, and everybody said, "Ooh, who's that?"
Yep, and it turned out that it was.
And that's it.
What's his name? Kendall? No. What's the Bruce Kardashian. Jenner? Bruce Jenner, who was the defense attorney, correct?
No,
for OJ?
Bruce
no,
Jenner
my
was
gosh.
A,
no, Olympian.
Damn it.
He was yeah, he was on the Wheaties boxes
I
for years.
He was a Wheaties dude, okay,
her ex-husband was the one that defended
he was
the,
on
the
dream
old
team.
Kardashian. Her original husband was the one
that
defended OJ.
That. Okay, that's where I got that confused then.
I know too much about the Kardashians.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
you
go
really
jump
do.
Out the effing window.
What's
you
going
really
on there?
Do. No idea.
And
you know
Jenner's
a lot about
a
the Kardashians and you love Andrew Lincoln.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. But apparently, he says this, but it's not ever going to happen. A spokeswoman, Anna Martinez, says, quote, "We don't have reality stars on the Walk of Fame. We do not have a category for it. We're good. Happy to consider reality stars no. once they get nominated for or win an Emmy, a Grammy, or an Oscar."
Won't what happen. Reality star would you give one to?
A reality star?
A yeah. reality star. Is
None.
There a single reality? Not Richard Hatch?
Who
is
that?
Original,
yeah, who's that?
Original winner of Survivor. That was kind of kicked off all of, like... yeah.
No, real, well, yeah. Real World was the very first real reality show.
No, this was no. Cops. First, this... Cops was the granddaddy of all of them.
That's right. Or
so do we give one to Tito, who was in episode one of Cops?
the one guy that got arrested?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like Elizabeth Hasselbeck, she was in Survivor.
I don't know. I could see giving one to maybe the creator of a show. Like
Mark
the creator,
Jacobs.
Right.
Mark
like
Jacobs did that.
Yeah, like the creator of the show Cops, maybe.
Yeah.
But never, ever to somebody like Kim Kardashian.
The First Bachelor?
The First Bachelor. God.
What pissed me off was like, I remember a few years ago, they gave a star to Ryan Seacrest. And I'm like, dude, you're a total douchebag. How in the hell did you get one?
He hosts.
Yeah.
I would give one.
Right after that, they gave one to James Doohan, who was dying of Alzheimer's, you know. And this is a guy that did, you know, a lot of Canadian television and was Scotty
on
Star Trek.
Yeah.
I would give one to Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
I love Gordon Ramsay.
The chef?
Yes. He's what? Awesome. I'm a big Master Chef fan.
I just thought of something terrible. If they were to give one to Kim Kardashian, you don't want to walk across it because you could get foot herpes.
Oh.
Maybe put
you just
my...
slide across it. Why is this always wet?
I put my foot up her brown star. Seriously, when is somebody, and I wish we had a crazy listener that would just get a gun and go out to that house and just kill all of them. Kill them all!
And if
kill
you're willing all. To do that, we have the Wheelhouse, which is right down the street. We're trying to get it in the news. So
yeah.
If we can get Kardashian out to the Wheelhouse, then we can kill two birds with one stone.
And if the Kardashians ever listen to this, I'd like to tell you all, I hope you all die of AIDS and die just all kinds. Like, catch AIDS and die of leprosy. That
wow.
I said it.
All right, let's move to some good news
Don't
here.
Don't hold back, Greg.
Some good news here. An Army Ranger named Josh Hargis was seriously injured by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan on October 6th, and his commanding officer presented him with a Purple Heart in the hospital, assuming that Josh was still unconscious. But when he pinned the medal onto his blanket, Josh started moving, raised his arm, and saluted him. Now there's a photo of this being run by news outlets all over the world and getting a ton of attention.
So he was awesome. Out cold?
Yeah, he was
and
out
And then this
cold.
Happened and he was starting to come to kind
yep,
of thing?
Exactly. Oh. Right as the commanding officer was
I wrote with. That all wrong. I saw a picture of a soldier receiving Purple Heart. I thought it was a new sex move. I thought it was like you punch the girl in the tit, give her a little Purple Heart, you know?
Like, so that's the joke that you had?
No, yeah.
Punch her in the boob?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take another break here on our very live, very pieced together podcast right now. Okay, gentlemen, don't say anything. I'm gonna do the sign off.
Okay.
And then I'm going to play some music, and then I'll mute all the microphones so that we can go to the bathroom and the audience won't even know that's happening.
So are you going to play the music or am I playing the music?
I'm playing the music. It's going to go straight into it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to go head right into our ridiculous
news. How do you really
think
this is going to turn out?
Penis.
I have no idea. When we come back, we will be talking our ridiculous news of the day, as if it's not ridiculous enough already.
Bloody vaginal belch.
We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Is my mic off yet?
God.
All right, it's John Arvin's daughter.
I knew it.
Kid giving you a hard time? Ever wish they just didn't exist? Come on down to Ariel Castro's Extended Stay Daycare. We'll pick your kid up straight from the bus stop. No need to drop him off. Kid too into technology? Here they can't even access a phone. Unexpected weight gain on your child? We'll beat it out of them. Either that or every 9 months we'll take a dip in the kiddie pool. Your child will learn to speak Spanish, such as...
Silence, bitch.
Silencio, puta.
Your kid's skin will look silky smooth when they leave our extended stay daycare as all outside light is blocked.
Get away from the front door.
Alejarse de la puerta.
Our prices are so low, we keep them in the basement.
Shut that damn baby up.
Cállate, el bebé. Goddamn.
Ariel Castro's extended stay daycare. We're already watching your child. Why not pay us?
Take off your clothes and prepare to receive my seed.
Andale. The Kings of the Podcastle.
We are.
That was a much smoother transition, but we still got Greg singing in the background.
That's all right.
I mean, I guess it can be fine. We're all fine.
I wasn't singing. I was making fun of that stupid song.
And his mic's not on either.
His mic should be on. Yeah. He's just leaned over. He ain't talking.
Where's my deal? Oh, why is this thing turned completely around?
Because you're a goddamn moron. That's why.
Oh, my microphone. Headphones. There you go. Earlier. Yeah, there we go. Penis.
Welcome
vagina.
To episode 35. Welcome Titties. To Thursdays. Thursdays where things are rough starting out. We need Zach back already. Okay, let's see here. Moving into our ridiculous news. On Monday afternoon, a 51-year-old in Tennessee was buying some Heineken, and when the clerk gave him some change, it was 1 cent short.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 1 penny short. So,
those bastards!
He did what any man would do. He'd say, hey, you shorted me a penny here, buddy.
I want my hiney and a penny.
Yeah, and the clerk refused to reopen the register to give him his penny.
I will not give you your penny.
So the guy called 911 to report a robbery. A robbery, ladies and gentlemen, over a penny.
Robbery.
The old guy robbery. Did?
Hey, the guy did not give him his damn legal tender back.
He didn't.
Well, that's true. I agree. But after they told him it was not an emergency and hung up,
yeah.
He called back.
Uh-huh.
So he ended up getting arrested for misuse of 911.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he ever got his penny back. I'm sorry.
Did they take 45 minutes to come there and arrest him?
I don't know. You're asking me questions I don't know the answer to.
By God, get your research before you bring this shit
to
our attention.
Here's an idea. You take the story and run with it. Don't ask questions. Start, adding to, like improv. You say, yes, and this happened. So now,
Why didn't you say, yes, Greg, they took an hour and a half to come and arrest him. And he just sit there.
And drank his 12-pack.
He drank his 12-pack, yeah.
Dad, where's my damn penny?
I need my goddamn penny.
Hey, what if I go ahead and give you these bottles back while I get my 12 cents, too? Do so you guys 13 cents?
Do you guys get flip? Do you guys flip out if somebody gives you the incorrect change? It was wrong by just a couple
Not
of cents.
Not about it. No, no,
no.
Oh, I got a story to tell you though. There's these three stupid bitches that come into the restaurant that I work at.
Yeah.
They want exact change all the time. Like most of the time, no one gives exact change. Say if your bill is $15.62, we'll give you 16. You know, as your change.
Yeah.
That's your change.
Sure.
And these three stupid, and they're retired teachers too. Sorry, Devin, no offense, but
no,
these three
he's still working.
Stupid, dumb bitches. Thank you. One day I took care of them and I had their money in my little pouch, you know, like their change.
Yeah.
And I gave them back.
Because you're a kangaroo.
Yeah. And I gave them back each their little bill thing or whatever. And the lady goes, I'm missing a quarter. And she kind of got a little attitude about it. And I was just like, oh, I'm sorry. And she goes, can I speak to your manager? And then he was like, it's no big deal. And he pulled a quarter. And I was like, I don't know. The quarter fell out. I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, I hope these three stupid bitches
uh-huh.
end up here in the show. Because I just want to tell you, you are cheapskate, stupid, three dumb, fat, dumb bitches.
Wow.
And I would like to put my penis in your mouth. And then put out the candle in your stomach.
So you have my penis?
Yeah. No penny for you.
I was borrowing it for the weekend. Okay. Sorry.
All right, we're all wing fans, right? You know Buffalo wings.
Oh,
yes.
Red
wings. Oh my god. Yes.
Everybody here.
Red wings.
No red wings.
Speaking of pennies.
No.
It's like licking a penny.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. That is so terrible. Anyway, whenever you go to a place, do you get angry whenever they charge you extra for the dressing?
There's one
Hooters.
Place.
Hooters is the
do they do that?
Culprit.
Yeah, Hooters.
Oh, yeah, like 50 cents, isn't it, for
yeah.
another cup?
Hooters serves their wings, which are mediocre at best.
They are, and they're small.
They're small, they're mediocre at best, and they'll charge you for the celery and for the dressing.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much, though? Is it like a dollar? Is it 50 cents?
I think it's 50 cents, but still, it's
yeah.
like, you're already charging me $9 for
the end zone
wings.
Up here, they don't charge you extra for extra stuff. Right. And they've got really good wings.
Well, My anger lies with Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
Yes. Hold on. Let me get my nipples.
Cream. Extra sour cream. Just a side of sour cream is like 50 cents.
Yep.
And that angers me so much. Sour cream should come with quesadillas.
Yeah.
It should.
I agree.
You should get some sour cream.
Guacamole as well. They charge you extra for that.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And when you ask them for more sauce pouches, they don't charge you, but they do give you the poo-poo face about it.
Oh, right? Yes, absolutely.
McDonald's charges now for barbecue sauces and stuff. Extra.
What?
Yep.
It's insane.
My God, they're a billion-dollar company. There's McDonald's everywhere. You'd think they would just be like handing that shit out when you walk in the door. What are you going to order? I'm thinking about getting some McNuggets. Oh, here you go. Here's your barbecue or sweet and sour or whatever you want to put on your penis and dip it in those three bitches that Greg was just talking about.
God.
That is Mick bullshit.
I get angry, but I do not get as angry as this guy did. There was a guy at a fast food place in Seattle, and he freaked out, apparently, because he did not want to pay 25 cents for a third packet of ranch dressing. He already got two.
Yeah.
He already got two. They said, if you want a third one, it's going to be 25 cents. He screamed and shouted until he got another packet for free, so he threw a hissy fit like a child.
Uh-huh.
But he still shoved a 68-year-old man down to the floor on his way out and muttered something about a knife. Police are still looking for this guy.
Wow.
I've never lost it like that, but I got to tell you, I get angry.
They need to look for him at the Golden Corral down the street. I'm pretty sure that's where he's at every afternoon.
I mean, when you lose your temper like that, you might as well just say, like, well, I got to go take a dump and then just go in there and do an upper decker and be like, I'm okay now.
That's one way of dealing with it.
That is definitely one way. The other way is just to go ahead and pay for it and then quietly, bitch to yourself and then never go back to that place.
It is a bad economy, damn it!
It's not like they get that stuff for free.
No, they don't. But here's what I would rather. I would rather any place just charge me more for the meal and then let the sauces flow for free.
Yeah.
That's what I would
rather
do.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be ridiculous. I think there should be a limit because you don't want to, say if you go to Hooters and get wings, you don't want to use one cup of ranch dressing per wing. That's, they're going to kind of lose a little money on the ranch dressing, but I think it should be like, okay, you should be able to have at least three. Because there are some people out there that like the carrots.
Yeah, but you don't think that it equals out whenever there's somebody else who doesn't use any ranch dressing? If I want to use three and that person uses none, it's equal.
I agree with you because I don't use
exactly.
ranch or blue cheese.
So you
I
agree
like
with
mine
me.
Just regular. Here, you can have my carrots and celery because I'm not a fucking rabbit.
And ranch on wings? No.
What? Ranch on
no.
pizza? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, ranch on pizza. And what are you talking about, ranch on wings?
Yeah,
no.
Blue
we can
cheese.
Have,
blue
we
cheese.
We can have the blue cheese versus ranch debate. I'll debate
I'm
it
blue
all
cheese.
Day.
Blue cheese fan.
I
blue
love
cheese.
Blue cheese, but I also like some ranch, man. Get a
no.
little variety.
No.
Oh, you guys suck.
I like
so
to
bad.
Pour salt on everything I eat.
We can tell.
He's a fan of salt. All right, we're going to completely change gears here. I bring this up because I know Devin has a story about this. Have you ever dated anyone before they became famous?
No.
Some of the best stories that I've found on the internet was a guy who dated Taylor Swift for 2 weeks in eighth grade and now hopes he's the inspiration for some of her breakup songs, and another one where a guy whose dad was on a date with Susan Sarandon the day JFK was shot.
Really?
Yeah. So nobody here has that experience, anything like that,
no.
Major? Except for Devin?
Yeah.
Just Devin.
Devin has
Let's
one.
Hear it, big boy.
Two semi-famous girls.
Really?
Yeah. You probably don't remember the show Outback Jack.
No.
It was like the Australian version of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
There was a chick that was on there that went on a date with her. She just wanted cocaine the entire time.
Really?
Really? Yep.
She was very cocaine head, and I did not know that.
Where did you meet her?
At school at Flagler.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't tell every time she was putting her finger inside of her lip and like rubbing her bottom gums going, oh, Devin, you're such a sweet guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So wait, how did you figure out that she was a cokehead? Would she just ask you for cocaine?
Going to the movies, she's like, can we stop at a friend's house so I can get some cocaine? And I was like, yes, I guess so.
Yeah. So you took
that's
a you red took flag her? Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I didn't know the effects of cocaine. I thought I might get laid out of it.
Okay. All yeah. right.
Well, yeah. What ended up happening? Like she got
I did not get laid out of it.
No?
No.
She was all hopped up.
She didn't give you like a really fast blowjob. Like, man, it's good stuff.
The friction is causing me to
tickle the ball, tickle the ball, tickle
why
the ball.
You, why were you giving me a blowjob with your hands like it was like corn on the cob? You're like,
I was doing the cornholio thing.
Okay. I thought you were eating it.
No.
It looked like you had two penises actually now. Nothing about it.
Yeah, they call that snow skiing.
So who's the second one?
Second one God. Is actually still a very, very good friend of mine. Her name is Ariana. She's she was just on Dad's. No, this week she's on Dad's.
What's Dad's?
Seth Green.
She's been
on College Humor and been on other. She's done some like B horror movies and stuff like that.
So you went out on a date with her.
Yeah.
And that went okay. Yes. Yeah.
Did you play with her Ariana's?
And my mom dated Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Really?
He was in a band.
Yeah? Yep.
And Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs?
Yep.
Wow. Your mom dated Wade Boggs.
And Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
At the same
time? Muscle Bound.
No.
That would be a
but
pretty cool
But this was
cool
before
date,
Hulk
though.
Hogan was famous because he was just in a band. In
and
Clearwater.
He's from here, isn't he? Yeah.
She was bartending, I think, at the bar, and he was in a band.
I have never dated anybody famous, but I have masturbated to several celebrities.
Wait. Hold on, Devin. You said that you thought that
we know that because we've already heard about the Rick Grimes and the Daryl Reedus. That's obviously how you found that.
No.
You said, Devin, in one of your stand-ups that you think that your mom dated a refrigerator.
Oh, yes.
So what if Hulk is your dad?
That would be awesome.
That would be totally awesome.
It might be
Hulkamania!
It might be why you're so big.
That could be.
Yeah.
You got his genes.
Yeah. And it would mean that you could go and wreck a car and kill someone and you get off.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen the Bubba the Love Sponge sex tape with Bubba's wife and Hulk Hogan, but apparently Hulk Hogan has a 10th grader's arm.
For a penis.
It's not a baby's arm. It's a 10th grader.
Right.
Wow.
That could possibly explain why I like watching The Nanny so much, because I'm like, Dad.
Maybe.
All right, speaking of big muscle-bound men, I've got a story here about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tom Arnold says that Arnold Schwarzenegger has got to get it on at least 5 times a day. This man is he's powerful. He's got it. He says he has female companions, quote unquote, who come to his house to take care of his needs.
Really?
His home is also frequently populated by muscle men who work out in their underwear on his front lawn.
No. Come on.
Tom Arnold said this?
Is
Tom
this
Arnold
next week's South Park episode?
So was Tom Arnold like, listen, okay, this is what, okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, like having people, I mean, talk about cocaine, I mean, Jesus Christ.
He says, quote, Arnie has a tremendous sex drive. There are women who come over. He is not lonely. He has female companions.
Then why did he have sex with that maid?
I have no idea. I saw a thing.
Because everybody else had the day off. And, I mean, he was looking over at his wife Skeletor and thought, I'm going to go in.
It was Cinco de Mayo. He was doing a favor.
He also says, this is quoting Arnie, or I'm sorry, Tom Arnold now. He does have a lot of needs, and he believes it is all part of the fitness. 5 times a day, as he says, it is a good number.
Okay.
Good number.
It's a good number.
Wow. And he has guys in underwear working out on his front lawn.
Apparently so,
is that about?
Have
Look
you ever
at
seen
that.
The
that
video?
Maybe
on.
He's got milkshakes in his house.
And that brings all the boys. Okay. It took me a second. I was like, wait a minute.
Very
good.
I don't know what
made me think of the song, too.
I don't know what was funnier, the joke or Greg's reaction to the joke.
Both, for sure.
He's like, that brings all the boys to the yard. Yes, Jim, that does.
And you know what? I think it's probably better than the neighbors or yours. I don't know. Okay.
Okay. All right. Don't help me here. Don't help me. All right. Here, Arnie gets it 5 times a day, but I don't know. If you're not getting it, there's a new thing that's hot out there that you might be able to do. It's called a snuggle house.
What?
Have you heard of this, the Snuggle House?
No.
It's kind of taken a rise over the past few years. supposedly, they've been springing up all over the country.
Is that the Japanese masseuse place?
No. They're businesses where you pay someone about $60 an hour to just cuddle with you.
No, oh. Come on.
Yeah, it's non-sexual, no sexual.
Just go over to your grandmother's house. It's no. Free. It's free.
No, this is like a hot.
And you get a Werther's original.
Yeah.
it's like a hot chick, you know, a hot chick. You just lay down. The latest Snuggle House was supposedly opened up in Wisconsin, I'm sorry, but it's been delayed while city officials make sure it's not just a front for prostitution. So you wouldn't pay somebody for a snuggle?
No,
maybe if I was Charlie in Young Guns 1 and I was about to go back to Lincoln County, New Mexico, and I go and pay a prostitute and I just want her to hold me.
Hold on.
Young Guns reference.
Just okay.
Charlie, yeah. Remember?
Do yeah. Now, if you're the police officer assigned to investigate that, it's like, yeah, we just cuddled, actually.
like honestly.
Are you sure you didn't have sex? Yeah, I'm sure. It didn't happen.
I'm pretty sure.
That's got to be the most awesome job. Hey, Frank, we're going to need you to go cuddle and just let us know if she tries to F you.
Get out the black light. I don't believe you.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
There it is.
That's the ender.
All right.
We're calling it done.
We are.
Yeah, that's it.
This Thursday's in the can. Let's all cuddle. Who's got $60?
Who's got
$60? I'm sorry, if I paid $60 to cuddle, I better be getting at least a handy or like a dry hump or something.
all right, Devin, where are you going to be?
Dance for $20, for God's
this
sake.
Weekend I'll be at East Colonial Boardwalk Bowl Friday and Saturday.
All right.
And tonight at Star Island Resort, 5 o'clock, it's trivia time, kids. Come on out. Happy hour.
This Saturday I'm going to be down over at the Stage Door Pub is where I'll be on Saturday night. So you want to see some comedy? Come check me out Saturday. You want to go do some trivia? Johnny's over there hanging out at Star Island. And, of course, the Boardwalk Bowl, as Devin said, this weekend. All right, that's it for us. Have a great week, and we'll try to get it right next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is my mic
Put
still
out the
on?
Candle.
Is
Put
my
out
mic
the candle.
On?
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing us a song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.